We begin today's shir with Siman Tes Sif Dalad. In B'shas K'shiras HaTzitzis, if when one is putting on the tzitzis, Hayanekev Rocha K'shir. We discussed in our previous shurim how the corner where the hole is put into the tzitzis should be at least three egdolim distance from the border of the tzitzis, of the beged, of the garment, and that's the way it was actually done. Ba'kach nikra k'tzas hanakef usfas atalas. But then a tear, if the tear develops by the corner of the beged, the corner of the hole, or on the border of the garment, atcha tzitzi pox m'shir rochem mekotza, and now you don't have the tzitzis with the proper distance from this corner, it doesn't become disqualified. Like be the Torah, while we are learning that the Torah wants that there should be this proper distance between the hole and the edge of the garment, the Torah is concerned that it should be properly put in when it's being tied. Even though that's the halacha, it's wise to put some sort of a stitching around the hole. The came as fast as tell us, and also on the edge of the garment, in order that you should have the proper shear in this distance between the hole and the edge of the garment. And the Beishois of Nirma also say that even though, as we just learned, the halacha is that there's only the primary consideration is when one is making the tzitzis, but if somebody wears tzitzis that don't have the proper distance, people who see you wearing the tzitzis have no way of knowing that it was made properly. And they may think that it was actually not made properly, and in order to avoid that type of a marasayin, the type of a mistake, make it in a way that it won't rip. Sivches. Nagan lasa b'tzitzis chamishik sharim kfulim. The minig is that when we tie the tzitzis to the beged, the way it should be tied, there should be five sets of double knots. Sheish b'neyem arba chulyos, that have between them four spaces. The hainu, what that means is, shemachnis es arba sachutin, you should put the four strings from which you're going to tie the tzitzis into the hole. The kaishram b'shnei ksharim, and make a double knot. The shuv kairach shmoneh k'shirichus, and then wrap it around eight times. The kaishik k'shei ksharim, and make a double knot. Then the kairach achas asrik k'shirichus, then wrap it around 11 times. The kaishik shnei ksharim, and make another double knot. The kairach shloisha sekriches, then wrap it around 13 times. The kosher shnei sharim, and then again tie the double knot. Before making the tzitzis, before putting the tzitzis into the hole, the right thing to do is to say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. However, the halach is, if one did not say it, we assume that why is somebody putting tzitzis into his beged? He's putting tzitzis into his beged in order to do the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore, b'di'evid, it's acceptable. Also, as the Shulchan Aruch points out, it's important to try to keep these four. We're starting with four, but we'd end up with eight. That they should always remain separate. That the four that are always going to be from four different, and shouldn't end up that we have four strings from one string and not separate by four and four, all representing the eight should be separated by the four. Each four should be separate. Ubiyois, says the Kitzchunar, ki noya tzitzu shetayenu kol achol yishavus barachin. It's prettier when all the spaces are the same side, the same size, the chayim b'choy ha-rishayna shekrichs ma'otos, in the spaces that have less tzitzis wrapping around, yachikim zu mzu, they should be a little more distant from each other, not so tight. ובכל שניר, which has more wrapping around the space, יקריבים קצת יויסר, make them a little tighter. וכם שלישיס ברביס, everything should be done that they should all look the same distance. ושאול, כל ערך הציצה, the length of its ציצה should be מן הקשר הראשון הקצה החוטן, from the edge, from the first knot till the end of the tzitzis, צריך להיות לכל הפחות 12 הגדולים, should be at least the length of 12 הגדולים. והנהו, and what is also pretty, שתהיינו כל החויס ביחד, when you have this, you should have the כל החויס שליש, all the knots should take up 1/3 of your tzitzis, וחוטן התלויים, and the part that's hanging down, should be שליש, שני שלישים, 2/3. Okay, so the way to accomplish that is that every space should be the length of an agadol. So all the knots should be a total of 4 agdolim. And the strings that are hanging down, shmein agdolim, should be 8 agdolim. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are many that prevent cutting. If you need to cut your tzitzis, you shouldn't cut them with a metal instrument, with a knife, or with scissors. Rather, you should cut them with your teeth or with fire, not to use something which represents violence, metal, to cut tzitzis which represent life. Okay, v'mehem aruchim, if Yosef, you have very long tzitzis, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, yasa chuyus gam ken tzasa aruchis Yosef. So the knots should also be longer. Toiv last is called aksharim. It's a good way to do it. That the four should be strings should be tzad ze shekol chut chol chatzil kan v'chatzil kan. As we said, we're making the 4 into 8. Keep them separate throughout. Also, it's preferable not to have women or ktanim be the ones to put on the tzitzis on the beged. Sif vav. And by pasuk chutim zem zeh, if you didn't separate the various strings that you're using, you took one very long string, the kaflal arba, and you looped it into 4 separate, as if the 4 separate strings, the kach echnisim b'toich anechev b'kashram, and that's how you put it into the hole and tie them, vach kach poskon, and after that you cut them posel. The pasuk says gedilim da'asul l'cha da'ashinon, and here we learn tasav le'menosu. They should be separate, and not afterwards. Pirish, the binyan shetei tzitzis b'shas asiyosa. We need that the tzitzis, as they're being put on the garment, should be put on kalocha properly. Lo she'anasim b'psul, not that they should be put on in a way which is disqualified. V'akach tashren adei ma'isad, and then make it kosher by cutting them. Shenimtzim kroy, and now you'll find that your tzitzis are fine. That is not fine. Is that possible? The kedemasa tzitzis suya ketkuna a beged achim. Or if you put your tzitzis on a beged properly, and then the nikra beged, and then that garment tore, v'rotzu lots of tzitzis kach be beged acher, and then you want to put the tzitzis on a different garment, or a filler be beged, or you want to even put it back onto this garment. Kigoyim. For example, nifsa talisman nekef at sofei, where there's no space between the hole and the bottom of the garment, and therefore that there was a cut for nafla tzitzis, and that's why the tzitzis falls out of the hole because there's no garment under it anymore holding it in place. V'rotz lachzir l'makom, now you want to fix that beged or litfas a talisman nekef, just sew up, make a stitch that there should be room under the hole and the tzitzis won't just fall out. Zagam came possible. That also would be possible because the Torah, because that's considered tasa v'loy mina osu. The kain em kosher as a tzitzis b'shar shayosu tal zup tur mitzitzis. Or if you put the tzitzis on the beged in a time when this talus wasn't chayiv in tzitzis, kigoyin shayiruba tafra, we spoke at the beginning of the halacha, if the side of the tzitzis are sewn together, v'aka achitim in atfira, so then you undo those side stitches. Atshuruba psuch, now it's mainly open, and chai b'tzitzis. Im tish'ana tzitzis k'ma shehein, if the tzitzis were put on when the beged was not obligated in tzitzis, psulus mishum tasa v'loy menosu. Elach tzarch lahatas a tzitzis. You have to take off the tzitzis if they were put on at a time that it wasn't supposed to be put on. Olach shirun, olkash kalok, and tie them properly. We can't call kiyotz b'zeh. However, the Paiskim and Ches Yitzchok and Rav Yosef and Debret Sina Rav say that if one put on tzitzis on a beged by night, that isn't considered tasaloy menosu, even though Laila loves man tzitzis. Kaidim sif zayin, kaidim shis ativ b'talis, before you put on the talis, yivdas a tzitzis and main ksheris, that you have to check the tzitzis if they're kosher. There are many Paiskim that suggest that the only time we have to do so is when we're going to make a bracha on the tzitzis. Before we're going to make a bracha, and there's a concern that it shouldn't be bracha levatala, we have to make sure that the tzitzis are kosher. The tzarech livdoi gam sachuti shem mitoich haneches nekev. We have to check the strings that are in the hole, which we've been discussing, that they have to be put in there properly. That's a kriches. We also have to check the knots. The gam yafer as a chiyutin. We should separate the strings of the tzitzis shloihei medokim ze mizeh, that they shouldn't be connected to each other. They should each be separate. V'mnishtah lovel lebeis haknesses. But if you came late to shul, shabayich yafer satzitzis, while you're going to be doing so, v'yivdekeim yizbatam asbal b'tzibur, you're going to lose the opportunity to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Ain't a tzarch lafridon, lavodkin lafridim. We don't have to go through this procedure. We could assume that it's kosher. However, if the Paiskim say that if you just brought the tzitzis out of the laundry or something happened to the tzitzis, well, there is a concern that something might have happened. There is a greater need to check the tzitzis. There's also a question about checking the tzitzis on Shabbos, and that's why many people have the minig that Motzoi Shabbos, when they fold their talis, they already check the tzitzis from the Shabbos talis, and that's how they put the talis back into the bag, and then nothing, that talis, the Shabbos talis, is not used all week, so it's already checked, and you wouldn't have a question, are you allowed to, and how are you allowed to check your tzitzis on Shabbos? Sifches. Kol ha-mitzvahs, mevarach lahem ovel l'siyosan. The proper way of making a bracha is you make a bracha before you're actually going to do the mitzvah. Pirish koidim asiyah. Lach ha-brachav, and right after the brachav, take a miyad tzorach lasas a mitzvah. Normally, right after the bracha is when you do the mitzvah, b'loi hefsek, without any delay. L'kein. And therefore, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the proper way of putting on the talis, lachas as a talis b'shtei yodav, to hold open the talis with your two hands, v'yichavish shetzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu sa'atim b'tzitzis, we should have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to put on tzitzis. K'day, sheniskas kol mitzvos la'asosam, it should serve as a way to remember to do all the mitzvos Hashem. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, re'isim ha'yisoy, u'zachatim as kol mitzvos Hashem. And of course, you should also have in mind that you want to be, not only that the tzitzis are here to remind us of all the mitzvos Hashem, but you should also have in mind, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you want to be mekayim mitzvos tzitzis, vivarech umud, and the bracha should be made while you're standing. The bracha should be l'sa'atev bat tzitzis, habayis b'pasach. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the bracha said bat tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah says that the prop with a pasach. The Mishnah Berurah says the right nusach is with a shvo. He says bit tzitzis. V'yatet miyadis roishoy ad l'matam epiv, and then you should put the tzitzis covering your face until your mouth. V'akach yala knafas al tzavaroi. Then you should put all four corners of the talis girdle around your neck. And you should have that tzitzis wrapped around the upper part of your body, which is the way the Yishmaelim used to wear their garment. And stand like that, arba amos, the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amos, 8 feet approximately. There are many different menhagim regarding how is the proper way of putting the tzitzis around when you do a tifus Yishmaelim. Some have it only till they cover the eyes. The eyes should be uncovered because as the Michzalozer writes, it's possible to believe that a Tifus Yishmaelim is covering your eyes, because how are the Yishmaelim supposed to walk if their eyes were always covered by the tzitzis? There are others that have the face covered, some have it under the mouth, and some have it above the mouth, different minhagim. The halacha is that when one is makes the bracha and then he does the tifa, and then he hears a bracha, he should not answer Amen Kedusha Baruch Hu. And if he did answer Kedusha Baruch Hu Amen, he has to make the bracha all over again. There are also different minhagim. If people who don't wear talis kadal, bachrim, people who aren't married that are not wearing a talis kadal, do they do a tifa? Some, if they're wearing a large beged, a large talis kadal, do a tifa. Many don't do a tifa on a talis kadal, no matter what the size is. V'akach yochel asir malarosh, and then one could take the talis off his head. V'nochen lizar, one should be very careful. Shlo ligra had tzitzis al aretz, b'shem bizu mitzvahs, that the tzitzis should not drag on the floor. It's a terrible, not respectful way of treating the mitzvah. L'chein yagbian, and you should therefore lift up the tzitzis. And if you're concerned that they're going to be dragging on the floor, v'yachol toich v'toich agura, you could put it into your belt, like that they won't drag on the floor. There is many different menhagim about keeping the tzitzis, the talus on top of your head when you're davening. Some do different parts of the davening. But the Arizal was very careful that when wearing the talus and we're wearing tefillin, we should have that the tzitzis, that the talus should not cover up the tefillin. That the tefillin, as the pasuk says, V'ro kol ha'yamei oretz, k'shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yor mimeka, refers to elu tefillin sheberosh. The tefillin should be visible. They shouldn't be completely covered by the talus. Siftes. Emevach mal tzitzis el b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. The brach of tzitzis is only made by day, not by night. Ulchatchil yizor shloy levorach alayim, that one should not make a brach on tzitzis ad she kolkach yoyim, until it's so much into the day, shiaka ben tcheles l'lovin, that we know originally the tzitzis had the blue thread, the tchelis and the loven, it should be light enough that you should be able to tell the difference. There are many different minhagim. Exactly when is the time of Mishiyakur? The Kaf HaChaim says, and he says that was the minute Yushalayim, that it's that the Alois is 72 minutes before the Nets, and Mishiyakur is 60 minutes before the Nets. And then some say that it's different minhagim, 52 minutes before the Nets, 57 minutes before the Nets, and there are those that suggest that it really depends on how does it come, the sun come up after the Alois. In some places, it gets light fairly quickly after the Alois. So there, it's a shorter amount of time. In places where it takes longer to get light, you should wait longer after the Alois. If you put on, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'lovish is a talis by Laila, V'loy Baruch Halel. If somebody put on tzitzis at night, but he didn't make a bracha, or Shalifsha Ba'oid Shalai Yod in the Kiyas, or he put it on when his hands weren't clean, Ulkein Loy Baruch Halel, and therefore he didn't make a bracha, Azak Shemavarach al Talis Gadol, when he makes the bracha on Talis Gadol, Yechavim Bracha Zu Agam al Talis Katan. He should have a mind for the talis katan as well. Our minig is that even if we're putting on the talis katan at a time where it's already light, that we don't make the bracha, those that wear talis gadol, don't make a bracha on the talis katan, they wait to make the bracha on the talis gadol, and they have in mind the talis katan. Umeish enloi talis gadol, but somebody's not wearing a talis gadol, emloivish is a talis katan b'yoyim, but he's putting on the talis katan by day, v'yod of nekiyos, yivarach am mitzvahs, Tzitzis, our mitzvahs, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Havov bePasach. V'mloiv shoy, if somebody puts on the talis katan, k'sha eni yochel varchla, because he's not clean, or it's not day yet, as akak shiu yoyim, v'yodav nekiyas, when it becomes day and his hands are clean, yikach, as a tzitzis b'yodai, hold those tzitzis on your hand, v'varach ha-mitzvah tzitzis. That means a person who doesn't wear a talis katan, if, when he's putting on the tzitzis in the morning, it's already day, and he had washed his hands, he should make a bracha on mitzvah tzitzis. If that isn't the case, when it becomes day, that's when you make that mitzvah tzitzis. M'yoshin talis katan, but if you slept in that talis katan, lo yivarach la'achrei klal, then you can't make a bracha when you get up in the morning. Akash yivarach talis gadol, but if you make your bracha in the talis gadol, you chavim lefaitrei, then have in mind the talis katan. Or if you're not married yet and you sleep in a talis katan, have a different talis katan for when you sleep, and a different talis katan for what you wear during the day. And when you put on that talis katan, when you get up in the morning, that's when you'll make the bracha of our mitzvah tzitzis.